The views and opinions discussed and expressed in this recorded show and on the platform of Ruby Jew Radio do not directly reflect the opinions and views of Ruby Jew or the Ruby Jew Radio platform. This commentary is for entertainment purposes only. The use of the following media material is protected by the Fair Use Clause of the U.S. Copyright Act of 1976. Enjoy the show.
You are now tuned into the sounds of Ruby Jew Radio, where we don't make the tea, we sip it.
Yeah, yeah, what's up? It is your girl, Ruby Jew, and we are back with another bomb-ass show today. Listen, y'all, we got some shit to get into. The gossip list is real long. We got Bandman Kevo with his fake-ass BBL. Our reflection done been hospitalized with her goddamn fake-ass titty implants. And this fucking crazy-ass versus battle. But before we get into the gossip, let's get into some music. Happy birthday to my boy, Loyalty Salute. We about to get into him one of his songs. They say, overplay my part, never again, y'all. So let's go ahead and get into the music right here. Keep it locked. Stay tuned right here on Ruby Jew Radio.
Now, sometimes you keep that shit too real, you know what I mean?
Let's not pretend, let's not pretend. Overplay my part, never again. Let's not pretend, let's not pretend. Overplay my part, never again. Never again. Then I pretend, overplay my part, never again, never again, never again. I ain't gon' force a thing, try and get in where I fit in. Got no time for being broke, my schedule is full, the shit ain't gon' fit in. They say my money, my problem, come on with the problem, why me get to fixin'? Young nigga cookin' and whippin', I don't need the kitchen. I do this shit for the brand and fam, don't give a fuck about recognition. I was still with Chris and Cam when we ain't had about to pissin'. Play with them all, you be missin'. You know it ain't no me, it's in me, I see these niggas get consumed by that envy. I'ma squeeze that bitch until it's empty. Foul, 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 foul. So let's not pretend, cause I'ma spin. Then get on my knee like God, it's me again. The same nigga, I ain't going down and I went going in. No, I been going in. Yeah. Nigga, let not pretend. Let not pretend. Overplay my part. Never again. Never again. Never again. Never again. Let not pretend. Let not pretend. Overplay my part. Never again. Never again.
Never again,
never again, never again.
Took a lot of L just to get a W. You can feel the vibes when they don't fuck with you. I put a ring on it cause I trust you. Put a house with it cause I promise you. Ain't nothing like the little sucker ass nigga run around like I don't need you. Came with a thousand with myself, really doesn't matter who I don't believe you. So many thoughts going through my head, they don't know what I've been through. Bitch, you left me on red, I'm stiff now, try to show you. With my day ones instead, y'all know what the plug do. No new niggas, no new bitches, just new money like it's supposed to.
All right, y'all, so we are back. Y'all know I love the scene. Shout out to my boy Loyalty Salute for that fire ass track, Never Again, y'all. Overplayed my part, okay? All right, so look, let's go ahead and get into a little gossip real quick, like.
Please, please, I don't have any time for any gossip now. Eh? Yes.
Look at you.
Okay, so look, check this out, right? So we got this shit. Let's hit the motherfucking gavel. We can't, We can't be too motherfucking loud, okay? This is still early for me, baby. It may be late for you, but it's early for a motherfucker like me. You may hear the birds chirping, some grass getting cut, or whatever. Anyway, let's go ahead and get into a little gossip. All right, so your boy Bandman Kibo has been faking and motherfucking flogging the funk. Allegedly, well, I ain't gonna say allegedly because somebody pulled out the receipts on his ass. He had a BBL. If you don't know what a BBL is, it is a Brazilian butt lift or a body that's made wrong that you're trying to correct. So, if you go to my Instagram, that's at Ruby Jew Radio, you will see that I posted the motherfucking receipts. Okay, let's go ahead and read what the fuck was going on with Bandman Kibo. Oh my goodness. Hold on. Let me pull up these receipts real quick. Pause the motherfucking music. Okay, so look. Bandman Kibo get exposed. 16 shot him visual. Said, damn, Kibo, you had me fooled. I thought you said you was eating better and in the gym, okay? You really, preaching nigga? All this health. Got motherfuckers believing you in the whole time. Your ass out here, liposuction, fake ass abs, dick surgeries, and last but not least, BBLs. You seen how good Dime looked with that BBL, so you in competition with her, huh? I told you to leave me alone, gang. I don't be one to do this to you, but keep doing weird shit to my account, spamming my pages with bots and posting shit you think, my locations, etc. You even went as far as to post what you thought your BM location was in the comments. We ain't never made you mad. Nigga, your child is with her. That's potentially putting your kid at risk. Shaking my head, miserable ass fraud. Okay, he called that nigga a fraud. And then Bandman Kibo respond. He said, I was working out hard and still couldn't lose my stomach, so went to @insta_p_h_a_m, laughing emoji, clap. I was 284, now I'm 220, but you have to still work out hard, and most rappers ain't gonna tell you the sauce. If your lady need her body done, I might pay for yours and hers too. So you up here bragging about a BBL. So look, that's why I be trying to tell y'all. I be trying to motherfucking tell y'all ass that these folks don't really be out here working the fuck out. They don't really be working out. They really just be goddamn faking the flowers and the funk. You feel what I'm saying? So, Bandman Kibo, shout out to you for being honest about your BBL. But, baby, we need to know. Like Doja Cat said, I need to know what it's like. Okay, I don't even got no type. We may just fuck all night with a BBL, okay? So, Bandman Kibo, get your shit together, nigga, with this BBL shit. All right, hit the motherfucking gavel. The next story we got is Young Miami and P. Diddy, a.k.a. Mr. Auntie. So, look, allegedly they dating. So, you know the real, you know, famous clip. What she say? We go together real bad. All right, so I guess they, you know what I'm saying? First of all, let's get into the fact that allegedly I feel like, you know what I'm saying, P. saw Carisha to P. Diddy because he trying to get in the big and out status. Damn, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. Okay? So, Shonda said they go together real bad, but his side piece ain't what? Having that. Y'all got to go look that shit up for yourself, but I thought the podcast was cute, you know what I'm saying? I love to see an older man with a younger woman. It kind of balances it out, because she brings out the young man in him, girl. And he brings out the real woman in her. So, shout out to Carisha, a.k.a. the City Girl. City Girl up 20,000 points, 200,000 points for the billionaire shit. Okay, but they go together real bad. I'm gonna do a TikTok today, okay? All right, so before we get into some more gossip, we gonna goddamn hit together and get into a little more music, and then we gonna come right back. We gonna talk about our reflection with her fake ass implants that's causing her sickness, and we're gonna get into this verse battle. Hit the goddamn gap. We'll be right back right at these unpaid messages. Peace.
You was catching catch disease, I was going green. It's a check I need, I ain't getting sleep. Get your lemon tea, thinking shit sweet. Told bitches I was coming. Made a detour to get to the money. Won't settle for less, used to having nothing. Watch my surroundings, I peep how you coming. Niggas will take you when it's about some money. So I keep a hit on go. Split your noodle, turn it into ramen. Why y'all be blocking y'all blessings? Too much hatred out in my comments. I been a star, I ain't talking common. Pussy stay fresh and be cleaner than common. We not the same, got nothing in common. Be having you hoes sick, no vomit. Watch how I do it. Hop in the go when it come to the music. Bitches be hating but really influenced. My bitch bilingual, she speak money fluid. Niggas be tricking, gon' pay for some coochie. Living my life like a star in a movie. I cannot rap about shit I'm not doing. You niggas be capping, I piss how you moving. My brother an introvert, but he stay with a Uzi. Set it off like Boosie. If I tell you I love you, I mean it. I don't use turn loosely. Know a few scammers stay out in Atlanta. Who whip out my hammer? That ain't got no manners. They some gorillas up here, banana. That's just a bee runner. Got kids like Piana. Yeah. Told bitches I was coming. Made a detour to get to the money. Won't settle for less. Used to having nothing. Watch my surroundings. I peep how you coming. Niggas will stay you when it's about some money. We not the same. Got nothing in common. Be having these hoes sick. No vomit. I keep it hit on go. Split your noodles, turn it into ramen. Split your noodles, turn it into ramen. I keep it hit on go.
That be fucking hard, bro.
Ruby Jew Radio just wants to say thank you for listening and your continuous support of the Ruby Jew Radio platform. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Like us and subscribe on YouTube, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Enjoy the show.
All right, we are motherfucking back. Hit the goddamn gather on y'all hoes. Okay, look. So, Ari Fletcher was hospitalized a couple days ago. I'm going to read you some of what hiphopnews.com said. Am I saying that right? Yeah, hiphopnews.com. Okay, so it's hotnewhiphopnews.com. All right, so Ari Fletcher asked for prayers from her fans as she admits she has serious health issues right now. Social media personality Ari Fletcher is asking for prayers this week as she has some serious issues, health issues. She sent out a series of tweets Wednesdays and Thursdays telling her fans a little bit about what she's been going through. I'm going through the worst pain. I don't have no help. I need an in-house nurse, she said on Wednesday. She continued Thursday by adding, I'm not okay at the moment. I have serious health issues going on right now. I'm in pain. I'm down. I'll be okay, though. Coming out strong like always. Pray for me. Love y'all so much. People immediately responded to her post with criticism, pointing out how Ari previously has been rude to fans online, so she shouldn't be asking for prayers. If I ever called you broke or called you a crate-climbing-ass bitch, I was not talking to you when I asked for prayers. Specify by Ari in a later tweet. I'm sick. That don't mean my personality changed. Don't get it confused, stupid. Talking about not you need our broke ass prayers. Baby, don't flatter yourself. I was not talking to you. Okay, some of the feelings she says she's been feeling. Headaches, migraines, worse than migraines, worse than headaches. She's been getting nauseated, feeling like she's about to faint. Doctors couldn't figure out what's wrong with her, couldn't put a finger on it. I went to be with the team. You know, I had to do my research, okay? And one of the fans said, her symptoms to me sound like breast implant illness. I hope she gets well. I think it's NB women. Know the side effects. I don't know what NB is. I think it's NB women. Know the side effects of surgery. It's hella glorified, but there are so many dangerous risks, even if you go to the best doctors. Wishing her well. So apparently Shorty got some issues going on with them breast implants that she done bought. Okay, I seen one comment that said something to the nature of sometimes when you have surgery, some of the symptoms don't show up till 3 or 4 or 5 years later. Listen, ladies, if you're out there listening to me, listen, don't interrupt what God gave you. If he ain't get you them double D's, triple Z titties, don't go buy them. If you don't got a fat ass, don't go buy it, because it has a bad and serious effect in the long run. See me, I'm pleasantly prompt. So if I lose a little weight, baby, this ass gonna punk out like nothing going. No. What the niggas say? You got an ass so big, you gotta walk around it. Your booty sticking out. They gotta walk around it. King of diamonds. Fuck you talking about. And then what my boy 2 Chainz said. So listen, also too, I agree with that fan that said something to the nature of, now you want our prayers, but you calling us broke. Sweetie, you can't intimidate your fans and then turn around and want help from them. That ain't how that shit go. That ain't how it work, and that ain't how it go. That what Drake told you when he said he began high just to balance out the lows. Oh, you gotta be a number one Drake fan to know about that song. Don't believe the hype, okay? Don't believe the lies. Look me in my eyes. Please don't be scared of me, okay? The song is called Fear by Drake. Shout out to Drake. He gonna be my first famous interview I ever did. I don't know when or how it's gonna happen, but I'm manifesting that Drake is gonna be my first celebrity interview around these ports, okay? But anyway, Ari, you better be careful what you say to me, cause it might turn around on you. You better be careful what you do to me, cause somebody might do it to you. I almost sound better than Ray J. All the verses better. But at any rate, let's keep this shit going. Hit the motherfucking gavel for the next story. We're moving right along into this versus battle bullshit. Now, Ray J got a little something that he want to say to y'all, so I'm going to let him talk. I'm going to shut the fuck up and let Ray J talk.
Be a superstar. Wish to have a fancy car. Wish to have a million bucks.
Let's go.
Well, I wish I don't be in love. So feel me, pretty baby. I make one wish and I wish it all on you. Oh, 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 oh. Making love to the break of dawn. Me and you to the baby's born. Till my baby's born.
Yo, sing, come on.
Till my baby's born.
Said in the comments, pull little tink tink, now pull this harder. Listen, I cannot make this shit up. You know, one of the number one reasons why I do celebrity gossip is because these celebrities are funny as fuck. They crack me the fuck up. And this is one of the reasons why I do celebrity gossip, because I enjoy it and I have a good time. Ray J had me crying, laugh. He said, wish I had a million bucks. Baby to the baby's born. Somebody said, it's exactly how I sound 10 years ago when I was trying to sing this. Polo ching ching. Let me shut the fuck up, okay? I ain't got time. Nobody come back and try to sue me. That's why all this shit is alleged, bitch. Allegedly, his song is hard out. Poor little ting ting. No wonder Princess is ready to divorce your ass. You ain't bringing in no checks. Not sounding like that. Let's hit the motherfucking album. Lord have mercy. Have mercy upon my soul, oh God. Let me stop playing with God, because if you don't do that, one thing you don't do is play with God. Okay? So look, that versus battle was... I don't want to say it was terrible, but you know, Mario did his thing, though. I fuck with Mario. Mario came in and did his thing. Still, forgive him. Most of y'all niggas were hating on your boy.
Oh my
but
God.
Your boy did what your boy had a motherfucking do. Okay? So, shout out to Mario for winning the versus battle. We all know Mario up there eating the watermelon out. Mario said, baby, you can, that watermelon ain't gonna save them goddamn vocals, okay? So, Omarion is a performer. Mario is a singer. You don't put the two together because they don't mix. I never knew that Omarion couldn't sing because I got this icebox where my heart used to be. Singing break, icebox where my heart used to be. I'm so cold. I'm so cold. I'm so cold. I'm so cold. Yeah, that's my solo selection from the versus battle. Don't mind remind me, baby. It's early in the morning. I had my wine in my coffee cup. Don't worry about the fuck is in my cup. Worry about what you got going on today, okay? Anyway, hit the motherfucking gatter. I said the gavel. All right, so moving on to the next gossip story. We have Little TJ. Little TJ was shot multiple times in New Jersey, official says. According to NBC News, Little TJ was who had over 7 million followers on Instagram and more than 17 monthly listeners was wounded during an attempted armed robbery in Edgewater, official said. Rapper TJ was shot multiple times and another man who's also wounded during an attempted armed robbery earlier Wednesday in New Jersey, according to the officials. The Bergen County Prosecutor's Office, which is handling the investigation, said gunfire erupted at Chipotle restaurant at a residential and outdoor shopping center in Edgewater. The Edgewater Police Department responded to a 911 call about the shooting at 12:08 a.m. And found Lil TJ, 21, whose legal name is it Tyon Jaden Merritt, with multiple gunshot wounds, according to a new release from prosecutor's office. The other victim, Antoine Boyd, 22, was found at the Exxon gas station about a mile from the Chipotle with a single gunshot wound, authorities said. Investigators determined that the suspect, Mahad Keontae, 27, of New York, attempted to commit armed robbery against Lil TJ and two people he was with, Jeffrey Valdez, 24, of the Bronx, New York, and Boyd, when the shooting occurred, according to prosecutor's office. Detectives from the Bergen County Prosecutor's Office and the New York City Police Department on Wednesday arrested Keontae on three counts of attempted murder, three counts of armed robbery, and other weapons charged, the release stated. He is pending extradition to New Jersey. Valdez and Boyd were also charged with unlawful possession of weapons, officials said. I want to say Lil TJ is one of my son's favorite artists. My son loves steady calling my phone. Gonna told you it's over, so leave me alone. My son loved that song. He is 2 years old. He said, I can't get you out my mind. I can't. My son be singing. So I am truly appalled. I do feel remorse. I'm sorry that it happened to Lil TJ. These young artists, these young rappers have to know that when you are famous, you can't go back to your hood like that. You can't walk around with no security. You know, Young Thug say he paid more for his security just to be safe. And that's what you have to do when you're famous and you're out here making music, you making millions, you making money, you in a public spotlight. You can't be that normal kid that you wanted to be. A lot of people that are famous say they wish they would have just kept it at a normal rate, but these are things that us as people ask for, or people that, like me, for instance. Of course, I love attention. I want to be famous and rich, hell yeah, but I don't know the back end that come with that. And so you have to be careful what you ask for. Us as people ask for things, and we're not prepared for those things. When you're manifesting these things, make sure you are prepared for these things that you're manifesting as well. You know, proper preparation makes for better performance. Unfortunately, that happened to him. I'm sorry that happened to him. I pray that he's able to recover from this, still perform, and still make music. I don't know any updates on it. We'll bring you continuing updates, even though I don't do breaking news, because, you know, I don't break the news. I talk about it. For this particular story, since this is one of my son's favorite artists, we will continue to bring you updates on Little TJ, all right? So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into this. Well, we always talked about the Versus battle. You already know how I felt. Mario won. Ray J. Bobby Valentino. You know, he like chicks with dicks. And no Sean to the chicks with dicks. But Bobby Valentino, just come on out. Don't act like you singing to us and you really singing to somebody else. Like, I hate to be misled and misconstrued. You know what I'm saying? No offense to any chicks with the dicks or any LGBTQIA plus community. I have nothing against that. I was once a lesbian, but sometimes I'm a part-time lesbian when I feel like it. Okay, hit the goddamn gavel. No offense to you guys, but I just don't like the down low shit. Tell me what the fuck you got going on. If you like suck a dick, then do that shit. Hell, I might want to suck one with you. But don't have me feeling like you just really love me, you there for me, and you really want my brother. That ain't what I ain't fucking with that. Anyway, so let's go ahead and get into a little more music. And then we come back, child. We got some real life topics, some money go get us, some crazy news stories, and all kind of other shit. So stay tuned, stay locked right here on Ruby Jew Radio. All right?
Sacrifice my heart for them, but could they ever comprehend all the times I lost a friend? It all came to a crazy end. Fair share of heartbreaks, so no another one I cannot take. Yeah, I'm strong, but I'm human. I want love and not confusion. Anthony, well, he came first, never compromised my words. Show me all the finer things, I miss him more than anything. So after some time, I waited in to find, start dating. Everything was good with us, but we both had to mess it up. Timothy was made for me, but he just moved so secretly. He'll always be a part of me, but I had to do what's right for me. I've got room for one more love, one more person I can trust. Till I finally get what I deserve, my heart is on reserve. My heart is on reserve. Now my pretty heart is also damaged. Been hurt but always found a ways to manage. Been knocked down so many times that I can't stand it. I knew that pain was part of love but never planned for it. Yeah. Anthony, well he came first, never compromised my word. Show me all the finer things, I miss him more than anything. After some time I waited, me and Javon start dating. Everything was good with us, but we both had to mess it up. Timothy was made for me, but he just moved so secretly. He'll always be a part of me, but I had to do what's right for me. I've got room for one more love, one more person I can trust. Till I finally get what I deserve, my heart is on reserve.
So we are back. So look, this is the crazy news story to me. According to the NPR.org, Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade, ending right to abortion upheld for decades. In historic and far-reaching decision, the U.S. Supreme Court officially reversed Roe versus Wade on Friday, declaring that the constitutional right to abortion upheld for nearly half a century no longer exists. Writing for the court, Majority Justice Samuel Alito said that 1973 Roe ruling and repeated subsequent high court decisions reaffirming Roe must be overruled because there were egregiously wrong, the arguments exceptionally weak, and so damaging that the amounted to an abuse of judicial authority. The decision of most which leaked in early May means that abortion rights will be rolled back in nearly half of the states immediately, with more restrictions likely to follow. For all practical purposes, abortion will not be available in large swaths of the country. The decision may well mean too that court itself, as This decision may well mean too that the court itself, as well as the abortion question, will become a focal point in the upcoming fall elections in the fall and thereafter. So look, here's my take on this. This is a crazy news story to me, because how the fuck do the government get to tell me what to do with my body? Not only that, you have women that need abortions in order for them to survive. As far as women that have miscarriages, they need DNCs. That's a form of abortion. You also have women that have ectopic pregnancies, which are pregnancies where you get pregnant in your tubes and not actually in your uterus, and you have to abort the baby immediately, or you can bleed to death and die. So for you to make a decision on at the court, quote unquote Supreme Court, to overturn that is some bullshit to me. Also too, when I just the last sentence really spoke out to me, when it said the decision will mean too that the court itself, as well as the abortion question, will become a focal point in the upcoming fall elections. I feel like they just doing this to have somebody to win, who they want to win, who gonna make some false promises and have us vote them in office, and then they don't fall through how they supposed to fall through. This is all a game, this is all a gimmick to me, allegedly now. It's all a part of the plan to get you to fall in line, if you know what I mean. Those of you who know what I mean, you know what I mean. So this is a crazy news story to me. Unfortunately, there's a lot of women who are raped and sexually assaulted and things of that nature. They get pregnant from those incidents and they need abortions, but they won't be able to get those because the Supreme Court has overturned that. Also too, we want to state some allegedly known facts that white women get more abortions than black women, but black women abortions are more put in the forefront than the white woman's abortions. Hallelujah, holly if you hear me. Let's hit the motherfucking gavel on that shit. You have to tune in to the issues at hand with Ruby Jew Radio via Facebook and YouTube. We talk about all these different issues at hand. And this past Sunday, we talked about the feminist movement, and we also included some of these factors as well. So I just pray for the women out there that you get the help that you need, whether you're having an ectopic pregnancy or whether you're having a miscarriage where you have to get a DNC. I pray that you get what you need. You know what I'm saying? Because this ain't right. You don't get to tell me what to do, what I can and what I cannot do with my body. I am a human. I have the right to choice. And this is, you're making the choice for me, and I don't feel like it is right. So moving right along, I'm a woman, so I don't know how to feel. You know what I'm saying? This all ties into some other things that I want to talk about. We'll get into that on a later date. You know, it's another topic for another date, for another subject. You know what I'm saying? So I am appalled at the decision that they made. And it is serious, and a lot of men are making jokes about it, saying, oh, well, you should wrap up, you should cover up, you shouldn't be fucking, you shouldn't be doing this and doing that. Sir, it go beyond fucking and sucking. A bitch or a nigga better have something. You got women out here that get pregnant in their tubes at all times. How people have fibroids, that them babies sit on them uteruses and they can't naturally push them out, so they have to get an abortion because the baby ain't developing, so they have to get rid of that or else they'll die. It's a whole other complication that come along with that. And so for you men, I had to making jokes about that shit, hell yeah, I take this shit seriously. You know what I'm saying? I am a woman. I've been in a position where I've had to have, you know, an abortion because my baby wasn't developing or things of that nature. I'm a woman, so I'm feeling for this. It's heavy. It's hard, but I guess it's fair. At any rate, I just pray for this country and pray that this country and the people that are making the decision think before they goddamn speak. Because your daughter and your granddaughter, well, very much as your son and anybody else, could be in this position while you're up there making harsh decisions because you're thinking about me and my people instead of the country as a whole. Hallelujah. Hit the motherfucking gavel on that. it's gonna work out in our favor. We just gotta pray and manifest it and work out in our favor. But anyway, we're gonna get into some music. We'll be right back right after these unpaid messages. If you ever hear anybody say don't shoot some shit like that, they got that shit from me right back after these unpaid messages. I've been saying that shit for years. All right, so let's get into some music. We'll be right back with the advice column, real life topics, and the money go getter time. Let's get into it.
Every time I think about it, make me wanna get
every it.
Every time I think about it, make me wanna get
every it.
Every time I think about it, make me wanna get
it.
Every time I think about it, make me wanna fuck it up.
Wanna fuck it up.
Pay attention on the definition of the riddance. Get that money, we gon' thumb through it. Get that paper, we gon' fuck it up.
Fuck it up.
We gon' get that shit and we gon' thumb
through it.
Sweating till paper tasting out here, but I'm still coming. Different rules, different code, we abide by, but yo, we gotta keep it running. Any nigga try to play with me like I'm a sucker, bitch, I'm finna start gunning. Pull up on you with a stupid knife. VVS is in a stupid chain. Pay attention, that's a Forgiato. On a spaceship, switching lanes. We bouncing up and make a move. Show no mercy, we gon' bring a pain. I been out here really fucking with the paper. Mind your business, you can do the same. Kinda check up in a money machine. Sucking on me while I lay on my back. I got bitches fucking other bitches, cause they say they wanna bust a nut on the sack. I can't act like I don't appreciate it, so I'm thanking God for blessing me with the pack. We gon' get it with the weed and mighty butter, hold us off and that just like that. Every time I think about it, make me wanna get it. Every time I think about it, make me wanna fuck it up. Pay attention on the definition of the riddance. Get that money, we gon' thumb through it. Get that paper, we gon' fuck it up. We gon' get that shit and we gon' thumb
through it.
We gon' get that shit and we gon'
fuck it up.
We gon' get that shit and we gon' thumb
through it.
We gon' take that shit and we gon' fuck it up. Fuck it up, I finna mouth. Fuck it up, I finna close. Got to recycle the money, on time. Take it right back to the floor. Take it right back to the point where you flip it and calculate that. Now you get to the check. I be repeatedly thinking about money. If I get it right, I'ma buy me a bet. Don't get upset. We finna win. Make it a Beamer. Make it a Benz. I can't lie to you. I come from the hood. So the only thing I'm thinking is win. Nigga, we yo, bow. Do it when I want. House on the motherfucking lake. Cadillac truck on the engine. Be real blue face, honey. Nigga, I ain't shit face. I'ma make a flip with the cake. Fall off in the mall. Rex make a fuck, nigga, sick. They wouldn't even fucking with the kid. When I was out here, fucked up, still on my dick. But now they wanna fuck with a nigga. Cause everybody know me. And we sell a whole lot of bricks. I feel like fuck y'all niggas. And any day you want me, you can get a whole lot of this. Every time I think about it, make me wanna get it. Every time I think about it, make me wanna fuck it up. Pay attention on the definition of the riddance. Get that money, we gon' thumb through it. Get that paper, we gon' fuck it up. We gon' get that shit and we gon' thumb
through it.
We gon' get that shit and we gon'
fuck it up.
Have something you need to say? Want to discuss your music? Want to talk about your business? Or do you just want to be a special guest? Well, come on over to the Ruby Jew Radio platform. We are raw, unfiltered, uncut, and uncensored. Let your hair hang down on Ruby Jew Radio. To be a special guest on the show, head over to www.linktree.com/Ruby Jew Radio and fill out the interview form that best fits you. Can't wait to hear what you got to say.
Your inbox, but I know I ain't ready.
just to put in a fine in my world. Went to the bar to grab a few more drinks. Look to my left, and I see you staring back at me. And this my chance to shoot my shot. If I don't, I might ever get another shot. Been waiting on this chance that's right here in front of me.
We are back. We are back. That was Crush Thing by your girl Ruby Ju. And then we had Tommy Gunn. Now, Tommy Gunn, I tried to look him up and see where he's at. He hasn't been active on Instagram for a couple years. Neither has he made any other music. So if you know Tommy Gunn, shout out to Tommy Gunn. Hit the motherfucking gavel. We about to get into the real life topic. Okay, I'm excited about this because, look, I posted this on my Facebook. And so we're going to have a part two to this for next week because we got to see what the comments going to be seeing. I got a couple people that comment, but I really want to know what the fuck going on. So let's get into the real life topic. Hit the motherfucking gavel. Okay.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Okay, so, yeah, we back. So, this real life topic. Okay, so, our hoes marriage material. It depends on what type of hoe you're talking about. Excuse me, I had to clear my throat. And what your definition of a hoe is. Now, hoe could be a number of things. One guy said they're not called sluts. They're not called hoes. They're called sluts. But my question is, are hoes marriage material? I see a lot of men marrying hoes and then complaining about it. Well, you knew what, she was a hoe when you met her, when you decided to fuck her and put a ring on her. So what's the problem, sir? Me, personally, I'm going to say anybody can be marriage material. It just takes that right person to bring this shit up out of you. With that sensitive bullshit. No, man. Hey, look, if hoes out here getting married and you are a wholesome girl and you're church going and you don't fucking, you don't suck and you get married and all this Christianity and stuff and you're just living up under these rules and religions and these hoes out here getting married and you ain't, bitch, that should tell your ass something. Hit the goddamn gavel. That should tell you a thing or two. Me personally, allegedly, do I feel like hoes marriage material? Like I said, I feel like anybody marriage material here. Men can be hoes too. And I had a couple of them in my day. I used to be a hoe back in the day. But how long it ain't been since you been hoeing? For a little meanie. But no, for real though, I feel like anybody can be marriage material. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, look, to each his own, baby. You do your thought, this, and I'm gonna do mine. Okay. anyway, y'all, so that is the real life topic. If you want to chime in on that, head over to my Instagram or my Facebook at Ruby Jew Radio and just hit me up in my DM and be like, hey, Ruby, I heard your show and I want to answer, can hoes be marriage material? I might go ahead and post this on my Instagram. It's on my Facebook and stuff already, so I may just go ahead and post this on the Instagram so you can have a good idea what the fuck is going on. But anyway, moving right along, hit the motherfucking gavel. We got the advice column coming up. Now, this advice column right here is a little strange for me, but go off. Let's go ahead and get into it.
Oh my God! Wow! Oh my God!
My God, who the hell cares?
Okay, so Peter Griffin, I give a fuck. It's my who the hell cares. Okay, so real life topic, right? So, look, the man who thinks his fiance's Asian genes will make their future son's penis too small, okay? So, look, fiance's word, my genes will affect his son's package. I have recently become engaged to my longtime boyfriend. Whenever the topic of children come up, he would insist he only wanted girls because his siblings were all brothers, so another male in the family would be boring. Last week, however, he forwarded me an email from his brother, also his best man, quote unquote, with some information I needed for the wedding planning, but the email was a part of a much larger running conversation. I was mortified when I read his real reason for not wanting a son. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I'm gonna go back and I'm gonna continue, but anyway. I was mortified when I read his real reason for not wanting a son that is of Asian genes. It would mean his son would have a small package. My brother was bullied by jocks using the idiotic stereotype in high school, so I was incredibly angry, but haven't said anything about what I read yet. He has begun asking me why I'm so decent lately, but I have no idea how to confront him. I don't know what to say about this. I don't know what to say. I mean, what the fuck can I say? All I can do is just laugh. Kick it away from every Asian porn that I've seen. You have all fall short of the glory of the goodness. I guess the universe didn't bless you guys in those areas. That's probably why you guys be so angry when you see a black man with a Chinese woman, or you see me as a sister come up into your establishment. I got that big dick energy. Something you ain't got. Hey, look, shout and listen. Just confront him. I don't know if your fiance is, of course, he got to be from another race, because if he's seeing Asian genes, which lets me know he's either black or he may be white. But white men can't jump. They can't talk either. Hell, they a small little package. It's a big thing coming small packages. Well, I heard small thing coming big packages. So I've heard. I got to tune in for the story time about the small package deal. That was a lie. Anyway, I got a small package with a small package on top of a small package. Anyway, so my advice to you is just to be honest, just be straightforward, just be upfront with your fiance about how you feeling about what he said in these emails and things. Because if you feeling like that, then I won't have no truth about the nigga, period. You feel me? Nigga, man, whatever you want to say, I won't have no truth about him, period, if you feel like that. About the son, what if you do have a son that's one with a small dick? How you gonna goddamn treat him? You gonna treat him like a shrimp dick, nigga? Shout bread, shout bad, shout head, everything. Shout on the nigga. Okay, how you gonna really treat nigga? The nigga? I don't know. People are crazy. But anyway, moving right along. Y'all already know what time it is. It's the money, 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 money. Go get a time. I hit the motherfucking gal. We'll be right back with the money. Go get a time. Peace.
wasn't living the life that, I always dreamed. No. Though I was rock bottom low, I learned things that I never know. Struggled through it all, made it through the finish line. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Struggled through it all, made it through the finish line. Oh yeah. Struggled through it all, made it to the finish line. I made it. Struggled through it all, made it to the finish line. Some days felt like they'd never end.
They never end, no.
Lost track of where my life was going. Through all my ups and downs, I turned my life around, yeah. Struggled through it all, made it through the finish line. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Struggled through it all, made it through the finish line. Struggles and all, I made it to the finish line. Struggles and all, I made it to the finish line.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talks.
Here comes the money.
All right, guys, we are back. Thank you for tuning in to Ruby Jew Radio. So, look, it is the money go getter time. No, I'm not a financial advisor, but I can give you some tips and advices and stuff like that on how to make money every day. All right, so the money go getter time, money thing for the day is door dashing. Your time, your goals, you're the boss. I used to do DoorDash, made great money. So, why deliver with DoorDash? Earn extra money for your goals. Choose your own hours. Freedom to dash anywhere. Easy to get started. Receive deliveries right away and know how much you'll make. No, this is not a sponsor ad, but I am here to show you how to get that money. There's no way in the hell you should be hollering broke with this a million and one way to skin a cat. You got to figure out which way you're going to cut his ass up. All right, so that is the money goat getter time. DoorDash, go out there, get you some deliveries done. If you got a car, to borrow somebody's car, go ahead and start doing that DoorDash delivery so you can make you some money. Alright, so up next we got inspiration coming up. Stay tuned, stay locked right here on Ruby Jew Radio. So the inspiration for today is life is like a camera. Focus on what's important, capture the good times, develop from the negatives, and if things don't work out, take another shot. oftentimes we as people, we feel like we want to give up. We feel like life is not going as planned or as we wrote down or envisioned. But sometimes you just have to take another shot at life. People are not giving second and third chances for no reason. Figure out your purpose. You know, take another shot at it. It's like a camera. Focus on what's important. Capture the good times and develop the negatives and take another shot. I am here to inspire you. That is the inspiration for the day. Me personally, sometimes I'm a human. Sometimes I feel like I want to give up. Sometimes I feel like this radio shit ain't working. Sometimes I feel like, damn, ain't nobody listening. But as I always say, always tell the truth when you talking, because somebody hear your ass. And so that is the race inspiration for today. Treat life like a camera, okay? So thank you guys for tuning in to Ruby's U Radio. Up next, we got the closing remarks. All right, peace. All right, hit the motherfucking gavel. We are back with the closing remarks of the show. So, look, we covered a lot of shit in today's show. I mean, I feel like today's show was funny as fuck. I laughed. I had a great time recording the show. I don't know about y'all, but shit got real serious for me, okay? So, look, check this out. If you have not heard any of my previous episodes where I'm clowning, acting a donkey that I got, let me take a sip of my wine. Wine in my motherfucking cup. Then you need to go back and tune in to some episodes of Ruby Jew Radio. I'ma talk my shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, everything is alleged on the show, you know what I'm saying? Don't believe what you hear, believe what you see. Or believe what don't hear, but believe what you heard, don't believe what you hear, okay? Even the eyes can be deceiving, all right? So look, you know how we end the show, you know, your girl got to say her closing remarks, you know what I'm saying, I got to say my little sayings, you know what I mean, I'm telling y'all, a lot of people copy me now, if you hear some shit I done said on here, it's because I originated that shit and the motherfucker has copied, I kind of stop, they can't lose my job, look, a motherfucker called me in the middle of recording, good God Almighty. Anyway, that was my baby daddy calling me to tell me he sent me a check. I got me a check. I got a check. Yeah. Y'all, I done got me a check. I got a check. Yeah. Right now, I'm just popping my motherfucking shit. But look, though, like I was saying, make sure y'all go tune in to Ruby's U Radio. Thank you guys for being a part. Every single artist, every single person that has interviewed with me, every single person that has clicked that link and tuned in to Ruby's U Radio, I appreciate you because the movement is growing. We are now on iHeartRadio, which makes that 10 different platforms that a Ruby's U Radio platform plays on. All right, so look, check this out. Once a month, we do the issues at hand, where we talk about the issues at hand in the black community. Make sure you be a part of the movement. Tune in with us via Facebook, girl, and YouTube. We are live. Sometimes the show be an hour. Sometimes the show be 2 hours, depending on how good the conversation is. All right, so without further ado, we finna close this thing right on out, because I ain't got time for a fuck nigga. You feel me? I'm F-R-E-E, fuck nigga free. That be, I ain't got no word about no fuck nigga. Gee. Alright, listen, so look, it's been nice, it's been fun, but your girl gotta run. Life is too short, have fun some of the time. Ain't shit all good when your ass all broke. So keep some motherfucking money in your pocket. The most expensive thing is a closed mind, so always keep your shit open. Okay, remember to always tell the truth, even when no one is listening, because somebody hear your monkey ass if you lying, okay? And if you don't remember anything we did or said in this live recording, just know that we are uncut, we unfiltered, we raw. Even though, you know, we gotta sound professional, but we still keep that shit trill over here, okay? Real ATL shit, okay? But anyway, like I was saying, if you don't remember anything else we did or said in this live recording, if you listening to the playback, remember that weak people revenge, strong people forgive, intelligent people ignore. Figure out what person you are. Until next time, America, your girl Ruby Jew is out. Hit that motherfucking gavel. I'll catch y'all on the next go round.
take my chance.
It's 4 a.m. just waking up, up out my sleep. Check my phone to see if anybody called me. Decided to go through your Facebook page, checking on your status, cause I ain't seen you lately. Your sexy style and your unique physique got me in my feelings, yeah, got me so weak. Wanna hit your inbox, but I know I ain't ready. Wanna tell you how I feel, but I know I ain't ready.
It's something about the way you smell in your pit. Make me wanna ride and grind out on top of it.
Yeah, it's Man Crush Monday.
See you staring back at me.
Damn, this my chance to shoot my shot.
If I don't, I might ever get another shot.
Been waiting on this chance that's right here in front of me.
Should I let it pass me by? Should I take my chance?